Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you for a three-hour ride on this Deal Breakers Thursday. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is the telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch our show every morning and all the shows here at ESPN 1000. I'd like to let you know that we will have Deal Breakers. That will be part of our shows we do every Thursday at 8:30. You never know what's going to happen. Deal Breakers, make sure you're with us at 8:30 right here on Chicago's home for sports. Cap, before we get into everything else, I just got to tell you, I think you and I have a common bond because we're both married. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how you and I can share stories about what happens in our household. Here's how I think of it, right? Especially with Peacock and I. And I think that you could say the same thing for you and Mindy. Ultimately, you have to be the pick and roll combination, right? Jordan and Pippen.
Correct.
Malone and Stockton, right?
Correct.
Because I think that defined roles matter in a household, especially if you've got two people that are working. Now, this is not like back in the day for our parents, like maybe mom is just the caretaker at home,
right,
while dad's going out, you know, making a living, working the 9 to 5.
It was a different time.
Yeah, back then, absolutely.
Right.
Like, hey, hon, you take care of what's going on in the house and the kids. I'll take care of the money. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of the household situation. I'll go work, but you take care of what's going on. Make sure the lunches are done, everything else. Because even back then,
Cap, well, it was in my house. And then my mom went back to work. My brother and I got, you know, back. I think we were in high school.
But even back then, Cap, it was about defined roles.
Yes.
Defined roles.
Correct.
Sometimes they were defined for you. Sometimes you are able to have communication and be able to speak these things out. But I don't understand, man. In 2022, that should be the same way, too, right? She takes care of all the bills. Now, I'm aware of what's going on, but she's like, you know, I got it. Well, you know what? That's great off my shoulders. I don't have to go through every letter, every bill, what cards come in, all this stuff, right?
Oh, this bill came in, just set it down in her pile.
Right, absolutely.
Right. Great.
If I see it, let's open it up. Yeah, okay, $300 ahead on the old people's gas, you know, you keep it, whatever it is,
people's
right?
Gas. You know, they're not around anymore. Isn't it North Shore gas?
No, it's people's gas.
It's people's gas.
No. Yeah, I use people's gas.
I do too. It's people's gas.
We don't.
The Comet Well Edison, make sure that that's kid. The Illinois Bell, make sure that the make sure that the phone.
Yeah, did you buy the baby Bell's stock? Yeah, wait a minute. People, maybe there is people's gas.
Yeah.
We went top shelf. We get North Shore gas.
Oh, I understand. Hey, listen, we can't get that south. I understand.
The name of the company.
But it's about defined roles, Cap, right? What about it in your house?
So,
uh-oh.
Here it comes.
Hey, when you start with a long so.
Let me just say, best decision I ever made was marrying Melinda.
Yes.
Her name's Mindy, but her real name's Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
We have an awesome relationship. She's my partner. She's my teammate. And when, much like I've said to Daniel Zetterman, mm-hmm, when you were being built by the man upstairs, if you choose to believe in those things, I do. Yeah, next step down for sensitivity. Yeah, I'll pass.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is nose to the grindstone. Like if our kids went, we don't feel good to get up, get to school. Like there was no babying.
Yeah.
None. She also, yes, stepped down for a helping of patience. None.
Hmm.
The other day, we have a rug in the family room called a ruggable.
Mm-hmm.
dog lovers will know what those are. Mm-hmm. A ruggable, it's a big, huge, like, area rug.
Sure, I get it.
And it's they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the Oriental rugs, there's stores that they still have, like, I can't remember the name of it. Like Olson, I think a bunch of them sell them.
Oh, the old Olson rug company. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we went, we got, she bought a ruggable. Mm-hmm. A ruggable is if the dog has an accident on the carpeting, you literally just lift it up and throw it in the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out perfect. Put it right back down.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like a sticky bottom that separates from it.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, she's having her work party tonight at the house. I won't be there. She's having her team over.
That's good.
Yeah. She cooks dinner, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
She puts it in the wash. I didn't have TV on Wednesday. Tuesday.
Yep.
So I was home. And she said, hon, would you please help me put the rug out? It's big.
Sure.
Sure, I'll be right there. I had in my hand something I was putting into the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right there. It was actually a piece of pita bread, a small piece.
Sure.
And I was melting a piece of cheese in it.
Mm-hmm.
I set it in. I turn it to, I don't know, 45 seconds, whatever it
sure.
was.
Sure. State of the art.
And she's like, let's go. It wasn't 4 seconds when she said that. I go, whoa. Settle down. I'm just putting this in the microwave. I got to do a podcast. I got stuff to do. Let me just turn the microwave on.
Yeah.
And there was a small little square of cheese that I was left.
Sure.
Tiny.
Sure.
I put it in my mouth. Hit the start button on the microwave, and I hear, never mind, I'll do it myself.
Oh, excuse me.
That's what I say. Excuse me? I'm on my way over there. Never mind. You're eating your lunch. I asked for help. I said, hon, it's been 8 seconds. It's been well over that. And you decided you want to eat your lunch. I'll do it myself. I walk over there, almost trip over the little gate we have to keep the dogs out of there while she's doing it. I've got it. You know, that attitude.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think you're hurting here? I didn't wake up and go, God, I hope she lets me put that rug out. Yeah. And that is... Can you please take the garbage cans out?
Mm-hmm.
It's garbage day tomorrow. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
In the middle of watching a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 40 seconds. Never mind. I'll do the... I'm like, hon, the guy isn't coming till tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Right.
God, what is this hop to it nonsense?
Exactly.
You're in the military?
Right.
What's going on here with this?
Correct.
I just... That's... It just doesn't make sense to me because it's
how many women are.
Well, here's the thing. They think that because we're watching. Well, I mean, I can only based on the women that I know, Mindy and Michelle, that's two. He says many, that's two. That works for me.
My mother is like that sometimes. So
yeah, she comes in, the tornado blows in from another work dinner she had last night, left me to fend for myself, and I am in the kitchen. She comes barreling in. It's not quiet. Sets her stuff. Your laptop. Does that need to be here? I have people coming tomorrow. Yeah, I'm using it.
Oh, my God.
Right. Your keys. They can go in your pocket. You wearing that coat tomorrow? Yeah. Hun.
You're not a child.
Relax. It's like... The Bulls game was ending. It's like 9:40.
Yeah.
I'm like, relax. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah.
I know you're having people over.
Mm-hmm.
She is fanatical. Can we get the... We have like a plug under the cabinets.
Yes.
So you could... I have like a USB spot there.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in and then I leave my phone right there charging.
Mm-hmm.
The cord's got to go. We're not having cords hanging down when I have people coming up. Okay, hun. There's 8 legal pads upstairs. Make a lengthy list of everything I need to do, and I'll get it taken care of. Yeah.
You know, I've told you my complaints always is that, you know, if I need something done, you have all the time in the world. When you need something done, it has to be done yesterday.
Correct.
If I asked you, I said, do you have your dry cleaning ready? I'm going to go to the dry cleaners. Do you have your dry? I'm going to Beverly, okay? Swifties. You got it ready? Yeah, I'll get it ready. Okay, so that's a day that's wasted because I'm waiting for you to give the dry cleaning. If you got to take the dry cleaning, like, she's got to take it today, she wants it yesterday in the bag, ready to go. But why do I have to wait 48 hours for you to just put clothes in the bag?
Okay, so the next time you're going to Swifties, here's what you do. Yeah. Michelle, I'm going to Swifties at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me to take your dry cleaning, make sure it's ready. That's it. 3 o'clock, the train's pulling out.
Yeah.
Huh? How come you didn't take my dry cleaning? Because it wasn't ready and I left. I have a schedule to keep.
Well, I guess
lay the law down.
And then, of course, it's always the guilt. Well, I guess I'll have to take them next time. Well, it was ready. It's been there. It's been sitting at the door all this time.
Correct.
Why? But again, if it's her has to take it, it's the end of the world.
Correct.
If it's not done at 2:59 for 3 o'clock, then you know what? Then she's. I don't understand that. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Define roles. If I wash the dishes, then you've got to cook the meal. Right? I mean, mm-hmm. It's like, hey, if you cook, I've always had that in my house. If she's going to cook, the best I could do, of course, is clean the dishes. Take care of the pots and pans. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Hey, you put that great meal together, just lay back. I got the rest.
Yeah. Right? Yesterday, I come in tired. It's 7:30. Long day.
Yes.
Leave the house at 5:15 or whatever. Walk in 5:15 a.m. and get home at 7:30 at night. Yeah. Long day. But good day. Sure. Love it.
Yep.
She wants all the dishes always put right in the dishwasher when you're done with them.
Mm-hmm.
She's got all her lunch stuff piled up in the sink.
God forbid if you did that, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, end of the world. World War III.
Correct. So me being a good guy, I did her dishes.
Yeah.
I rinsed them off. I put them in the dishwasher and ran the dishwasher.
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
We turn now to veteran newsman Shane Orling with breaking news here on Captain Jay Hood. Shane.
This from the Associated Press.
Hey, Russia, hold on a second, Charlie. We can't hear it. Go ahead.
From the Associated Press, Russia has freed American WNBA star Brittany Griner in a prisoner swap with the U.S. releasing Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout, according to U.S. officials. The swap happened this morning.
So we turn now to David Kaplan with this breaking news. Your thoughts, sir?
Outstanding, tremendous news. Look, she was being used as a political pawn. She was.
Yeah.
Now, if it's truly accurate that she screwed up and brought it into the country, it's their country that we play by their rules.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of discussion that with what's going on in Ukraine, everything, all that, that she was being used as a political pawn. They gave up Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout, who's a nasty, horrible person.
Yep.
But I'm glad that her wife and her family are going to celebrate her return. And I hope she is in a good place mentally.
Something that the government has been working on, the United States government has been working on, and finally it's happened that Brittany Griner will be able to come home. So, again, that is great news. I know that sports in general, but definitely the WNBA and the NBA has been waiting for this to happen, for Brittany Griner to finally come home. And, boy, I would imagine there's going to be some amazing stories told by Brittany Griner for her time in Russia.
Oh, my God.
So, and what's true and what's not, I guess that's going to be the fallout as well. So let's talk about this. Shay, let's open the phone lines at 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I always, either on the air or off the air, share stories about what's happening in our household where, you know, our wife could say something and then the other side, you know, if we do something wrong, that's the end of the world. That's kind of the way sometimes marriage and relationships work. We're asking the question to you, though. Let's open the phone lines and talk about this. What's something completely reasonable that your partner does that drives you nuts? Something completely reasonable that your partner does, and it just drives you insane. Let's talk about that. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Guys, do not be afraid. If your girlfriend or a significant other is listening, it'll be cathartic for you to get this off your chest. As you drive around this morning, think about something that happens in your household, and it just absolutely drives you nuts. Let's talk about that next on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Cap and Jay Hood mornings,
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Mm-hmm.
Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Moments ago, tweeted out by President Biden. He says that I spoke to Brittany Griner. She is safe. She is on a plane. She is on her way home. Brittany Griner, free from being from Russia. There was a swap that took place. Russia's got their guy, and we have Brittany Griner back here in the United States where she belongs, Cap. So that's great news this morning.
Yeah, very cool. Glad she is on her way home and that part of the nightmare is over. And I just really hope, again, we don't talk politics on the show. This is not politics. This is her getting back here to the United States. Mm-hmm. And I just hope mentally she's in an okay place. Who knows what the hell she was put through.
That's the story that I want to hear. I'm just interested in, you know, when she's ready to talk, what that experience was like. And what really happened from her point of view, because we have not heard her point of view.
Correct.
So if you're just joining us also, we're talking about, because Cap and I, again, is a lot of the stuff that we talk off the air about, it spills on the air sometimes. And so we're asking about what's something completely reasonable that your partner does that just drives you nuts. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I have shared stories. I just told you, Cap, like if she makes a meal, I'll wash the dishes. That's only fair, right? You put that time in, I'll do that.
Yeah, we're partners like that.
But every couple's not like Pippen and Jordan, though. They're not, you know, they're not Magic and Kareem.
Correct.
It should look like a pick and roll. You're a basketball guy.
Correct.
That play should be drawn up well where both people help each other.
Correct.
Stockton and Malone, right?
Correct.
But sometimes it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, I said to my wife last night, you're going to be a topic on the show tomorrow. She's like, oh, the bye week. Now we don't have to talk about Justin.
We talk about Justin then too.
And I said, we'll get to Justin.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the crosshairs. She said, why? I said, because you're not patient. She said, okay, why don't you have me call in so I can tell them how pokey you are? Yeah. Pokey.
There's nothing wrong with that. You sleep how you want to sleep. You want to poke her? That's fine. She's your wife.
You go right ahead,
right? You have every right to poke her.
Right.
Poke her. I don't even know her. Let's go to the phone line to talk to you in Woodstock. Here's Chris on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, guys. Hey, love the show.
Appreciate you.
I listen to you guys every single morning, but first-time caller. I have like an hour and a half commute to work, so you guys make my mornings every morning. So
we appreciate you.
Thank you, Chris.
But since I appreciate you guys, I wanted to call and warn you. I don't know if you've ever seen the segment of Key and Peele where the guys will be trying to talk about their wives, and then their wives are gone, and then they'll be like, and then I said, bitch! But you guys are just doing it straight live on the air, so just be careful with what you're saying. And I just wanted to share, my wife doesn't do anything that bothers me at all. She's perfect.
Oh my God. Just wanted
to let you guys know that.
Okay. All right. So what brand of knee pads do you usually purchase?
Wow!
Man card revoked. Thank you very much, Chris, for the phone call. And by the way, Cap and I didn't get this far being careful.
Exactly.
So we talk about what's actually going on in our lives. Open books, so we don't mind talking about it.
100%.
It actually helps Cap and I is in a very cathartic way to be able to just be able to handle. When we go through the door, when we turn the key or go through the garage, we'll be ready for anything. This is the easy part. Talking about it from miles away from the crib.
Yes.
Now when we turn the key to go in, that's when things start to go haywire.
Right. Like I'll walk in tonight. I'm taking Brett to dinner so she can have her little work event. There's like eight people coming over to the house. When they leave, I might walk up behind, put my arms around her, and I can tell you exactly what. Oh. Now you come over here, huh? You want something.
The old cold shoulder.
It wasn't so funny this morning when I was the topic. By the way, Zetterman, I'm very sensitive.
He is not.
You are not, Danny.
He is not sensitive.
You are not overweight. You are not sensitive. You have a lot of outstanding qualities.
Yes.
You are not sensitive.
And also crazy. Farmington, Minnesota, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Curtis on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Curtis.
Hey, good morning, Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
Thank you so much for taking my call. My fiance leaves clothes in the washing machine, which is, I'm at my breaking point, so I might need some advice with that one. And the other one is that when she's done drying, she leaves the lint catcher thingy in there. But then if I leave it in there, it's Godzilla walking through Farmington.
Oh, so my God.
I need help with those two guys.
Well, you know what? Let me help you out here. Here's one thing, Curtis. Get yourself some electric tape, right? Go to the Home Depot. Get yourself some of that real thick Gorilla tape or that electric tape. And I want you to tape the washer door closed. And you tell her that the washer doesn't work and let her hang her clothes outside in the winter, in the cold winter of Minnesota, right? Until she learns how to take the wash and put it in the dryer, say, sorry, either go to the laundromat or just hang them outside. That's what you do.
Man.
Seriously. Wash it in the sink and then put it in the backyard and then put it on the clothesline. For real.
I'm at my wit's end. I may try that, man.
Because you know why that is, right? And I know that drives you nuts is because if you leave clothes in the washer too long, now it stinks, right?
Yep.
Now it has a bad smell.
And then she has to rewash it, and then I have clothes to wash, and then it's like, come on now.
I told him, Cap, I was like, if she's going to leave her clothes in the washer, you know what? Let her be able to hand wash her stuff in the sink. And then hold it up, put it out there on a clothesline in the backyard.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that'll teach her a lesson. That'll learn her. That's how you do that,
Cap.
In
this climate, it would be frozen.
Yeah.
Here, Michelle, put that on. Go to work.
Yeah. You know what? That'll learn you. Put your clothes in the washer. Find time to put it in the dryer afterwards.
Okay.
That's how you do that.
So we have three dogs. Yoshi's old. You've met all my dogs. Yoshi's old. He can't jump up to the counter anymore.
Yes.
Stanley's not athletic. He can't. Sparky?
Yes.
She set something down on the counter. Dog got it. I said, hun, don't leave anything where the dog could get it. Okay. She leaves her favorite reading glasses there and a book that our grandson likes. Something about a weasel. I can't remember what the name of it. Mm-hmm. Don't tease the weasel.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I've had this book for years. I read it to my kids. And of course, she came down and the book was torn up.
Oh.
I said, what did I tell you? Don't leave food that you want to eat. Don't leave a book. He's a dog.
Yes.
But of course, that's my fault.
We turn now to a special guest that's with us right now. We go to one Mindy Kaplan. She's with us here on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning.
Hi, honey. We were just talking about your patience, or lack thereof.
Really, my ears are burning.
Oh. Well, what have you been hearing? Have you heard anything, Mindy, of interest to you?
No, she was watching Pat Tomasulo, probably.
No, but I was making my coffee because there was none made last night.
I know, that was... You messed up.
Is that on her or on you, Cap?
I had to clean up her dishes. I had a lot to do.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's talking about my lack of patience.
Yes.
And, he just has no sense of urgency.
Or pokey, as you called it.
Like slow. He's so pokey. And I go one speed, which is like gear 5, and he goes another speed, which is like gear 2.
Mm-hmm.
So...
gear 2. I'm in the car at, other than today when I overslept, at like 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
She's still asleep. Yeah, she's in idle. I'm in overdrive.
I see. So he says he's much faster than you in most things. I mean, things that have to be accomplished. He feels that he's much more efficient than you in this in that regard. Is that true?
No, he's delusional.
Oh. Heard that as well. I've heard that as well. So, I mean, Cap feels like you're picking on him. Like there's things that he is going to eventually do, but there's a game on or he's taking a phone call. He feels like if it's not done in 10 seconds, he feels like you're putting him in a corner. Your thoughts?
Yeah. My thought is like when I ask for help, I need it in that moment. Not like after he pulls cheese out of the refrigerator and takes a few bites and, you know, pours himself something like, I need it now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, by the time he gets to it, I'm done. I've already done it. I can't wait. I don't have time to wait.
Okay, so, Cap, can you be a little faster in that regard, or do you only go at one speed? She's at 78 on the record. You're at 33 and a third.
I think that I am much quicker than I'm given credit for. And I also think that she has preconceived notions.
Uh-huh.
That if I am quick, I still don't get credit for it. She'll go back to, well, he was slow 8 months ago, so he must be slow now.
Holds that over your head, you say?
Correct.
I see. So is there any way?
Typically, it's not. Typically, it's I don't have to go back 8 months. I have to go back like 8 hours.
Like, let me give you an example. We get the dog food delivered by Amazon. They're huge bags.
Yes.
I said to her, hun, we got a backup in the garage here. We get 6 bags. Turn off the auto-subscribe to the dog food. They can't eat that much. There's another 3 boxes showed up at the door. Mm-hmm. Hun, please turn off the auto-subscribe. You set it up.
Yeah.
Now we got and 9 of them.
To too.
What's
he
that?
Has, by the way, he has access to the account, so he could click on it himself, but rather he would just keep telling me about it.
When it's off my radar screen, I move on.
I see.
But well, yet when, and then, you know, so like here, if we're going to air dirty laundry, when it does come, it sits on the front porch, and I'm like, hey, can you please put that in the garage? 3 days later, I'm moving it to the garage.
Oh,
that's
I can't
true.
Wait any longer. It's been sitting out there.
That
I see it every
true.
Day. It bugs me. So I finally just do it myself.
That is not true.
Wow, Cap, you just let us sit out there for 72 hours?
No.
And make your wife do it?
Absolutely not.
What are you, Ralph Cramden?
I did not. That is a total fallacy.
He's saying that you're a liar.
Yeah, he knows better.
Yeah! So, well, listen.
He knows the truth in there.
Okay, well, apparently, Cap, that you are not fast enough, and Mindy, you're not patient enough. That's what we've come to. I'd like for you to be, yeah. I'd like for you two to be able to be a little closer together. So I booked you on a trip to New York to Donahue to talk about this.
Oh, okay. So, well, I do have to say I was born with very little patience. The only thing I have patience for in the world is my grandson.
But you married Cap anyway.
I did. I thought I'd help nudge him along.
Like a stick.
Well,
might have to get the stick out.
I made sure the kitchen looks good. There was no coffee to drink this morning, but the kitchen looks good. Have a great party.
Thank you, dear. I love you. Have a great day, you guys.
I love you.
Mindy Kaplan, everybody. Some thoughts there.
The dog food did not sit out for 3 days.
That's what she said. You just called her a liar on the air.
Did not sit out for 3 days.
So she's lying.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
let me take that back.
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever happened? Yes. The most recent foray into the dog food? Absolutely not.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. By the way, Shay Dorling, if there's a phone call that comes in from NBC Tower, that's probably a peacock. Block it. All right. Coming up, we'll take more of your phone calls and ask the question to you. Your thoughts on something that makes you crazy that your partner does. Also, some thoughts on Wilson Contreras. He's got a new deal. We'll talk about that and more coming up in this half hour on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on Donahue.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
We got shot or no shot coming your way at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. An hour from now, we'll be immersed in Deal Breakers. It's a Deal Breakers Thursday here on Chicago's Home for Sports. The breaking news that we gave you in our last half hour, if you're just joining us, that Brittany Griner has been released. She is coming to the United States. We saw this from President Biden and a few other places where the breaking news broke. She's finally coming home after being captured in Russia, and she'll be able to be with her family again.
I got a question.
Sure.
So we gave up a convicted arms dealer who tried to do some horrible things, right?
Yeah, Victor Bout.
Yeah, he's like the merchant of death, they call him.
Mm-hmm.
All we get's Brittany Griner.
What'd you want on the other side of that deal?
Like a future prisoner to be named later or something?
All right, so just like in ESPN form, we are able to judge the trade. Okay, so One for one's not good enough. You want more, of course, in a deal of that ilk, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would this have gone through on Trade Machine?
No shot. Like, we gave up, you know, like, I don't know, like Damian Lillard level. I mean, I'm thrilled for her and her family should be home out of that penal colony she's been. But that's all we get for him?
For Victor Bout, yeah. I mean,
that would literally be like trading, like, Patrick Kane and getting back, like, a seventh-round pick.
Yes. But apparently...
should have got more.
Based on what I read, though, about Victor Bout, he's a volume shooter. So that's a good value for Russia. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Don't want Biden doing the Cubs rebuild.
We say hello to Jacob on Grays Lake here on WLS. Hello, Jacob.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
I'm good. I think this is an awesome segment that you guys are having, and I wouldn't have enough time to tell you all my issues. But
oh man,
my problem is we have two dogs. Cap, you got three, but I got two,
yep.
And they're little dogs. And every 20 minutes, it seems like they have to go to the restroom. So I'm watching my game. I'm watching the Blackhawks. I'm watching the Bulls, Bears. You name it. Whenever I'm watching my show, I got to take care of my two-year-old, and then I got to take care of the two kids that like to go to the bathroom every 20 minutes. Whenever my wife is watching her shows, I still got to do those. It's my responsibility, you know, because I watch the Bears and the Blackhawks. So I came up with a solution, and one of those solutions is turn all the shutoff valves, all the water shutoff valves in the bathrooms, turn them all off. Whenever she has an issue and she can't flush the toilet, then she comes to me. I haven't tried it yet, but I figured it's something to share with all the guys that are listening on here. So, I mean, it's just one of a thousand reasons or a thousand things that I go through.
Yeah, that's your life, man. You signed up for it.
The idea that you can only watch sports for a limited time, Jacob, is not right. We got to do something about that.
Yeah, no, that's not that way in my house. My wife and I have an amazing relationship.
You have multiple TVs, don't you, Jacob?
Yeah, I do. I have multiple.
Brother, on behalf of the Cap and Jay Hood show, that has to change today.
Yeah, start saying no. That's not how it's going to go down around here.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen? You sleep in the garage?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's an option. There's a heater out there, but
it's a heater out there. No, hey man, you gotta put your foot down. Listen, no one's gonna be like Archie Bunker around here in 2022. I understand that, but there's gotta, again, it's about roles, define roles in the household. It just can't be 80-20 all piled up on you, Jacob. Come on, brother. Appreciate your phone call. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Alex is in Aurora on Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000. All right, Alex.
Hey, morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're good.
What's up?
You know, I would say we've got a pretty good 50-50 relationship going. I can't say my relationship is good as Cap's, but, you know, we're pretty 50-50. We've got a one-year-old kid. Our issue right now, or I guess my issue, is the baby monitor.
Mm-hmm.
The baby monitor can never be too far away, but it's always got to be supercharged up. My wife goes to bed usually before me, about 9 o'clock. We've got an older dog. She's got a urinary issue, so I stay up later, or I fall asleep on the couch and go to bed later and let her out at about midnight. When I go up to bed at midnight, the baby monitor is plugged in, but it's on my side of the bed. So I gently, you know, put my glass of water down, put my cell phone down, go to get in bed. And usually that's enough to, my wife will hear that. She moves the monitor, puts it on her nightstand, rolls over, we go to bed. Well, this new thing has developed where I go to get in bed, she's not stirring.
Mm-hmm.
But then I become the jerk that's got to wake her up to get the baby monitor moved. Oh, what are you waking me up for? You know?
Oh.
Well, I tried to be nice, you know, hey, sweetie, you know? So eventually got to the, hey, can you move the baby monitor? Well, that happened like two or three nights in a row. So, you know, nighttime things get hazy. You kind of forget what happened. One of the mornings, she goes, hey, you're getting kind of snotty at nighttime about the baby monitor. So, well, sweetie, you feel this need to have it on my side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm not there, and then when I come to bed, you put it on the nightstand. Why can't it just be on the nightstand the whole night?
Right.
Well, I like to roll over and face your empty side of the bed till you get there. Then when you're there, then I'll put the baby monitor over on my side.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you.
That is a lot. Well, here's the thing about that, though. Again, with communication, this can get better. This whole thing with baby monitor, again, you know what that is? Those are young parents, Cap. They're just cranky without any sleep. That's yeah. that's why it comes down to the baby monitor, because neither one of them are getting any rest.
Correct.
So we have to. So he's got to be able to understand. You can hear it in his voice, right? He's got a lot of issues here. So that's going to get better, especially as the kid gets older.
Yes.
Not to worry about the baby monitor.
Correct.
312-332-3776, our phone number. Something that irked my partner. Not that. Not Mindy. Something that irked my partner that happened in baseball yesterday. We'll talk about coming up next and take more of your phone calls on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and J Hood. Mornings. 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. The same ESPN Chicago app where you can find, it's Thursday, that means it's Good Karma Wrestling. You're a fan of WWE or AEW or professional wrestling in general, we have a show for you. It's on the ESPN Chicago app. It's called Good Karma Wrestling. We will air live as we do every Thursday at 6 p.m. You can find that at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. You'll be able to see the show on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Of course, if you don't do that, check out the podcast for all your wrestling needs. Good Karma Wrestling, available on the ESPN Chicago app. My partner has a relationship with Wilson Contreras, because Wilson Contreras has meant a lot to the Cubs over the years. And really, I thought, the heartbeat of the team the last few years. And we always knew that Wilson Contreras would not be a Cub in 2023. As a matter of fact, we got to the deadline and we thought that with all the hugging and all the emotion that Wilson Contreras and Ian Happ had, that both those guys more than likely would not be with the ball club. And Wilson Contreras is now a St. Louis Cardinal. Of all teams,
I just threw up in my mouth again.
You didn't mind if I told you at the time last year. I go for Wilson Contreras, it's best for him to move on. He deserves better than the Cubs. So I said at the time. You remember this, right?
Yeah.
If you're not going to bring him back, put him on a good team. Let that guy make some money.
Not the Cardinals,
but I didn't know it was going to be St. Louis.
I said to him, I was texting with him last night, wished him well, blah blah blah. But I said to him in September, I went to dinner with him and Brett and a bunch of us. And I said, brother, I want you to get paid. You deserve it. Wherever you end up, just not the Cardinals. And he laughed. He said, I don't know what's going to happen. I said, Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle.
Beautiful. Minnesota.
Yeah.
You can go play for the freaking Braves with your brother. I don't care. Just not the Cardinals. Yeah. Please. Now, I'm going to have to see that fired up, passionate, big arm, line drive base hit. One run is in.
I know.
Two runs are in. A third man's going to score. And the Cardinals have tied the game. Really?
Because you know that he is just going to be all about it. How many times do you guys see that guy? 19 times?
Yeah.
19 times. And you know, because he's got such a good eye, Cap, you know he's just good contact hitter. He's got some power, too. You know he's going to be throwing out guys. You know, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Again, I've told you this. He's been great to my son.
Yeah.
Great. And so I will always cheer for that guy. Love him. Can't cheer for his team. He laughed about it. He knows. He also said, I'll be there. I think it's May 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
One of those is Brett's birthday. He's like, we'll go to dinner. Meanest taste of Cuba. Make sure. So I wish him well. I love the dude because he's a really good person. How they can't figure out their issues on the north side and keep him, I will never understand.
Yeah.
But so, it is what it is.
I could see it now. There it is. Christopher Morel at first base. There's Morel, short lead over first. Here's the pitch. It's down low, throw down, in time. Contreras with a gun over it, behind the plate for the Cardinal.
I can't wait. Like, so, two days ago, I'm all over social media tweeting, the Cubs are going to do this, the Cubs are going to do that. They've been given the checkbook, the green light. We have green smoke, let's go. And Mark Feinsand tweets, Cubs are not only trying to sign one, but maybe two of the shortstops. Mm-hmm. Since then, we have seen multiple guys. We saw Xander Bogaerts last night $280 million over 11 years. He's a Padre. Mm-hmm. A Padre. Where are they getting this kind of money? That's A. B, we see Trey Turner go to Philly. 11 years, 10 years, $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
All that's left now is Dansby Swanson. His thing has been paused because he's getting married Saturday to a star, one of the best players on the Red Stars, and Carlos Correa. If you just got $280 million for 11 years for Xander Bogaerts, who's a good player, what do you think Correa's looking for? I mean, Chuck Garfine reported yesterday the White Sox are talking to Nelson Cruz. He's 42 years old.
I don't understand that.
Like, yeah. What are you doing?
I don't understand that. It's funny that you mentioned the Padres because they're not done, clearly.
Clearly.
They're not done. Cap, they have just become the live golf of Major League Baseball.
Yes. Like, I looked up their ownership group. They have the primary two owners. It says net worth $1.6
billion. Well, if they're live golf, then one of the two is going to get forced out shortly, too.
$1.6 billion. That sounds like a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Cohen's worth like $15 billion. He's like, yeah, whatever. Hold my beer. Here. Verlander, you want that? Take it. I just don't know what's going on in this town. This is not freaking Kansas City, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Tampa. I mean, so you got on the plane, you flew back to Chicago, and you got a reclamation project. I'm glad he's a Cub, Cody Bellinger, $17.5 million for a reclamation project whose numbers were not as good as Hayward's.
Yeah.
He hits more homers. He's a gold glover as well.
Yeah.
And Jameson Taillon's a number 3-4 starter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It solidifies it for a few years.
You're still looking for a first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
You're still looking for a catcher. You watched your best guy go to your rival.
Yep.
As of today, and that could change, he could play that breaking news sounder, and we could hear some great news. As of right now, Patrick Wisdom is your third baseman. Your shortstop's Nico Horner, solid player. You don't have a second baseman unless it's Nick Madrigal and he can't stay healthy.
Uh-huh.
Your first baseman, you don't have one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And meanwhile, you could hold my beer on that.
You got.
Hold on a second. You could hold my beer on that for 35th and Vec.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, Rick Hahn's a Monopoly man. That card comes out and he's got both pockets out. Like, I don't have any money.
Oh, yeah, that little guy.
Oh, my God. That's who he is, a Monopoly man. Where's the Sox Hall in all this?
Huh? Nothing.
Where's the Sox Hall in all this?
Nothing.
Don't you tell me you're not ready to win yet. I said 24. You're not ready yet. This is a good, at least you're starting off with something. What do we got? Stop. Don't you cry poor to me. Look at what happened on the South Side. He's going to get on the plane with nothing.
Zippo.
Clevenger? Stop. Don't you tell me. At least your team is on its way. At least the owner says, start spending the money, Jed. Start spending the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kenny made it clear. I'm still in charge around here. Okay, Kenny. You want it? You're in charge. What are you doing?
They're going to roll back this average-ass baseball team again for 23? Okay. And what about any significant moves?
Apparently, Pedro Grifol has the hidden potion, and he can get guys to play harder than they've ever played before.
Geritol, the manager.
Grifol.
What's that?
His name's Grifol. Pedro Grifol.
Hello, everyone. My name is Pedro Grifol.
Okay.
There you go.
That's fine.
I'm really literally like...
This is Chicago, man.
I fell asleep last night after I did the recap on the Bulls game. Nice Bulls win. I'm very down at Kyle Kuzma because he cost me a same game.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it's the Padres and Xander Bogaerts are in agreement for $280 million. And our moribund franchises keep doing very little.
Shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.